Hey, Eddie. The usual, please. I don't know why, but I've always kind of loved this place. Most people pass it by, probably on their way to that fancy new hotel bar a few blocks down. But there's just something about the peeling leather on the booths and the smell of whiskey and stale cigarettes that feels good. Homey. They keep it dark and cool, which I like. It's a nice break from the constant, relentless Nevada sun. I complain a lot about this town, but I've been here my entire life. I wouldn't trade it for anywhere else in the world. Thanks, man. God, my whole body aches. It was rough today, moving all those cement blocks. Really wish Jerry would let us bring in some more guys for this build-out, but I guess that all the money's dried up for the season. You should head up to Reno this weekend. Go get a massage or something. Actually, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I should go grab a hotel for the weekend, turn that Tinder profile back on, and just see what happens. Lord knows, trying to date in this town is just asking for trouble. That's the one thing I don't like about Redstone. All the gossip. It's like I can't walk 2 feet out my door without someone asking me my business, telling me, oh, I heard you were doing this, and rumor has it that at least people don't ask me about you anymore. You and me. God, how long has it been since we parted ways? 2? Almost 3 years? It doesn't feel that long. I feel like folks used to stop me in the street just to tell me what a shame it was that you and I weren't together anymore. God, I hated when they would do that. Anyway, might be nice to get away for a little while. Go be someone else in a city where no one knows me. At least then I could. Oh, no. Oh, hell, you gotta be kidding me. Seriously? Is that... Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's you, over in the corner. Oof, right as you were getting my thoughts all tangled up. Figures. I whirl around my bar stool and put my back to you. I really hope you didn't see me. Maybe I should just take a quick look over my shoulders to make sure. Shit. Yeah, it's definitely you. It's dark back there by the booths, but you're hard to miss. Your hair, it's longer than I remember, but you're still beautiful. Still attract every eye in the room like you're the flame, and we're all helpless moths. Still got that look, like you're hiding something behind your smile, like you know something everyone else doesn't. What are you doing here? I'm here a couple of times a week, and I never see you. You're alone, so safe to say you're not on a date or anything. I think maybe you have a book with you? God, you're the only girl in town who shows up at a bar with a book. I'm just gonna sit here, drink my beer. When I'm done, I'll get the hell out.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Alex.
I thought that was you. I recognized your hat.
Oh? Yeah. I can't bring myself to buy a new one, I guess.
Eddie, can I get another beer?
You stand between two bar stools, a couple down from me. You lean on one elbow and look at me with a little smile on the corner of your mouth. Like this is a normal thing, us having a casual conversation.
You're making yourself a little mess there.
What? I look down and realize I've almost completely peeled off the label on my beer.
I know what that means. You're thinking hard about something.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not. Just, trying to unwind after work. You know, emptying my head as opposed to filling it up.
Right. So...
How have you been?
I've been well. You know, same old. What about you?
Yeah, good. Same stuff, too.
Okay, we got the hard part out of the way. Can we actually talk now? No stupid pleasantries?
God, I hate how easy it is for you to make me smile. Even after all this time being apart, it's like... it's infectious. Yeah, sit down.
Thank you. So, how are you really?
I shrug a little as I gather my thoughts. I don't really know where to start. And if I'm being honest, I don't know that I really want to open up to you right now. It's been maybe 6 months or so. Not exactly chomping at the bit to hear about your life because it'll just remind me that I'm not in it.
You seeing anyone?
No, not really. Just been busy with work, you know. Finally got promoted to site manager. So, it's been a lot more work than usual.
Oh, that's great. I'm happy for you. I know you've been gunning for that position for a long time.
Yeah, it's good. And, you?
Oh, nothing too crazy. Just helping my mom down at the flower shop and... I started giving riding lessons to some kids at the stables.
I can hear the words you're saying, but I'm too focused on your lips to think about anything else. Every time you look into my eyes, my heart flutters. Damn it. I thought I was over this. I thought I was over you.
I've been trying to date, actually.
Oh, here it comes. I don't know if I can stand hearing about you trying to make it work with someone else. I don't think you're trying to rub it in my face or anything, but really? You gotta bring up dating? To me?
And it's been, not great.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not telling you that to brag or anything, it's just, it's been hard. I realized recently that you set a pretty high standard for guys in my life.
That's surprising. I mean, you're the one who broke up with me, so it's kind of strange to hear you sound almost regretful. I don't really know what to say. And I sure as hell don't know why you came over here to tell me this.
Sorry, you don't want to hear about that. I guess you've just been on my mind lately, and I saw you and just wanted to come say hi.
I bite down on my bottom lip to keep from saying anything without fully thinking it through. You always used to get on my case about not saying much, accusing me of keeping my thoughts all bottled up. But it's not like that. It just takes me time to work out what I really want to say. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've had that same trouble too.
Really?
Sure. It's hard to, you know... make a connection with strangers. Haven't really met anyone that makes me feel, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel a rush of emotion wash over me. Like excitement that you and I are going through the same struggle at the same time. I don't know what it means. What am I feeling? Damn it. There you go again, messing me up in my head. In my heart. Neither of us is saying anything, but it feels good, almost. This silence. Just your presence feels comforting. I glance over at you and you're looking right at me. What are you thinking right now? Hey, do you remember that time we went camping out in Death Valley?
Oh, God. That dust storm that nearly killed us? Yes, of course I remember. We were so unprepared for that trip.
I think my tent still has dust from that weekend.
Yeah, we were a mess. But you know what? That is one of my favorite memories of us.
You're blushing. I want to tease you about it, but maybe now's not the right time. I know what you're thinking about, what's causing that heat to rise in your cheeks. We stayed up till dawn that night, just looking at the stars, talking and... oh, God. You're getting me worked up just thinking about it.
Are you busy right now?
No. My truck's out back.
Let's go.
There's a whirlwind of movement inside me. My heart is pounding. I pull out my wallet, slap a few bills down on the counter for your drinks and mine. You grab my hand and you're leading us out of the bar so fast that I almost trip over my own feet.
In the back?
Yeah. Your hands are around my face the moment the doors are closed.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.